This is Chris. Can I help you?
Hey, Chris. This is Charlie over here at Local Splash.
Hey, what's up, Charlie?
Just calling you back as you requested here at 12 p.m. your time.
Yes, sir.
Did you have any questions on everything that I sent over to you? I also did send you a email to the sales at screenrunners.com, just so that way you could add the set price in there for that $249.
Okay, sounds good. Now, you'll have to forgive me for being a little untrusting of people because we got ripped off on my credit card before and it was a big mess.
Gotcha. So, okay.
Is there any other way to pay? You said you could send me a link.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, can you do that?
Yeah, give me one sec. Let me have it generated for you here.
Okay.
Let me have my tech team generate it for you. Give me a sec.
And what is this link? What is it? Is it through the website or how does this work?
So the link is actually going to be through your dashboard. So you actually can change a lot of stuff on your dashboard with us through there. So once it does, you push the link in, you put all your information, it'll pop up on my end, but the only thing that it's going to pop up is like the your name, your billing address, and then it's going to blur out the card information for me. So it's not going to have any numbers, but just the last four digits. It's also going to put the expiration date, obviously, and then the last three digits or the four digits if you have an American Express. Once you have that in here and I see that it's come across, it's not going to let you pay for it because I have to push you through what's called a voice verification. That's an added form of protection for you that I do send over to you. That's the recording that has the pricing structure at the $249. So it just allows you to place your credit card information in from there. Once we're done setting everything up,
okay,
after
sorry,
that
now,
voice verification.
Forget it, bro. Let me just give you my card number. This is craziness.
Okay. You're going to be secured. It blurs it out for me here. So you guys are secured. We only take security here. Give
sounds
me one.
Good.
So, yeah, the link is a little bit excessive, I will say, on how they do things. Okay. You guys are getting geared up, ready to go to the softball tournament, right?
Yes, sir. We just got on the road, so we're good.
Nice, nice. Travel ball
nasty.
Or what?
It's kind of travel ball. It's all stars, so it's like the hot.
Okay, yeah.
You know, the upper division, like the good players of the league, they all get together and play a big tournament.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's fun.
Yeah, my cousin was in baseball, and he was always on that kind of travel ball deal, the all-star deals as well. So,
yeah, it's pretty cool.
I know exactly what you're talking about. I didn't play baseball or softball growing up. I played more basketball and football, but it's kind of the same concept.
Yeah, of course. It's once you get up into the competitive levels, the game gets a lot different. It's harder and
faster
we're
and everything like
I
that.
I don't know if we're gonna keep going or not. We'll see. She's not like a crazy. You know, some of these girls are unbelievable, dude. They're, like, totally meant to be playing college ball already, you know?
Yeah.
But I don't know if she's quite there yet. We'll see.
Yeah. I mean, there's different divisions, too. So, I mean, if she loves the game, she doesn't necessarily have to go, like, D1, but she could always play, you know, D2, D3. I know that. My uncle
That's
used to
awesome.
Be the coach for Dominguez Hills University right there in, what is it? In L.A., he used to be the softball coach there. He actually just retired, moved to Arizona. But he was the softball coach there. They've won national championships and everything. So,
very nice.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I know we got you going all the way to Huntington Beach. So we're going to make sure that you get that expansion there. The services that you provide, I'm going to pull them off of your website. I'm also going to send that over to my tech team so that way they know as well. Do you offer any additional services that you don't have on your website that you want to be found for?
Say again.
I said, do you offer additional services on your website that you want to be found for that don't necessarily, that aren't necessarily on your website alone?
No.
Okay. Perfect. And then I'm going to set up an onboarding call with you. I'm going to run you through the billing information first and then secure the listing with you. For the card that you do want to use, is it a business card or is it just a regular debit card?
It's just a regular credit card. I don't have an LLC. It's just a sole proprietorship. So.
Okay, gotcha. For the name on the card, is it just your first name and last name or is there a middle initial?
No, it's just my first and last name, Chris Golic.
Okay, and then the address is still the same as your home address, I'm guessing?
Yeah.
Okay, and then the card that you want to use, is it going to be a Master, Visa, Discover, American Express?
It is a Citi.
Okay, is Citi with Visa?
Oh, yeah, sorry about that, it's Visa.
It's okay. No worries. All right. And then I'm ready whenever you are for the card number itself.
Okay, 4100.
Mm-hmm.
3905.
Mm-hmm.
8706.
Mm-hmm.
4003.
Okay, and then the expiration?
Expiration 827.
Okay, and then the security code on the back?
705.
Okay, perfect. Now, before I do make any transactions, Chris, I'm going to walk you through a security question. Like I said before, we protect our clients, so we never sell or share any of your information. We will always ask you this security question just to verify that we are always talking to you about your account and nobody else, and that you're verifying that you're always talking to us and nobody else as well. So I have three questions for you. You can have one of them, your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which one would you like?
Okay, let's do mother's maiden name.
Mother's maiden name. Okay. And what's mom's name?
Hammer.
Hammer? H-A-M-M-E-R?
Yep.
Okay.
And usually I do security question answers all lowercase. I don't know if that means anything, if I'm going to be getting on some sort of user interface or anything, but if so, just put, I always do my answers in just one word, all lowercase.
Okay. I'll do that for you, just in case.
Thanks. Okay.
Absolutely. That's not a problem there. Okay. Perfect. So you have that there. I'm going to read the voice verification to you really quickly. Let me just get it up here. Give me one sec.
Okay.
And while I'm pulling that up really quickly, my tech team is going to do an onboarding call with you. I know you want to do it next week. Does Monday work for you?
Sure.
Okay. What time do you want me to schedule that for Monday?
I would say, because I go back to work on Monday. I have like 5 appointments, so I'm going to be busy from morning until about probably 2:00, 3:00.
Okay.
After that would be good.
Okay, so we're open from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. That's where that would have to happen in. Do you want me to do Monday or do you want me to do Tuesday for you? Something where it's maybe a little more flexible?
Tuesday is packed too with appointments. 7 to 3, that's a rough time for me for my business.
It's just for the onboarding call itself. It does take around 30 to 45 minutes. You have everything set up already, but they are just going to introduce themselves and then verify all the services that you provide. If there's no questions or anything like that, it does go pretty quickly for you.
Let's do 7 a.m. And then how much are you charging me today for on my card?
It's just going to be $249 and a flat rate month to month. You're not paying anything extra.
Perfect. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to set that up for you there. Give me one sec. All right, I'm just waiting on this voice verification to come through. Everything is going to process through the sales@screenrunners.com, okay?
Perfect.
Okay, what I'm going to do right now, I'm going to send you the onboarding call for Monday at that email. I'm going to be on there. And then also, too, my tech team is going to be CC'd on there as well. That's just letting them know, hey, we got a meeting with Chris on Monday morning at 7 a.m. right when we come into the office. That's going to be a Google Calendar that's going to be sent to you. So I know you're driving. Don't look at it now. But when you do get a chance, you can accept it and just hit yes. If at any point, though, Chris, you do need us to reschedule it, feel free to just let me know. That's fine. We're pretty flexible in working with you on that. So just in case something comes up in that morning. Okay. Perfect. Okay. So that's sent over there for you. Yep. Okay. Man, give me. I'm so sorry. Maybe a script.
I'm not in a rush, dude. I'm stuck in traffic. I'll be driving for the next 2 hours anyway. So.
Good old California traffic, huh?
Yep.
Where are you guys headed to?
To back towards Yucaipa.
Oh, okay.
From Carlsbad, yeah.
Oh, you're coming from Carlsbad. Okay. Okay, perfect. I have it here. All right. So I'm just going to walk you through this voice verification. I am going to send it to you in writing as well. It's going to have the pricing structure on there for the $249. If one of the questions just sounds a little weird or you don't understand it, you can just be like, hey, Charlie, what do you mean by that? I always like to clarify just to make sure you do have a firm understanding of what we're doing here for you as well, okay?
All right. Hey, Charlie.
Sure.
So when we're dealing with the onboarding.
Yes, sir.
I want to focus more on a couple different things. Like you said, am I doing something different other than what's on my website? I'm not.
Mm-hmm.
But my main products are kind of like on my homepage, but I actually want to focus on more of the high-end products that I have, the more expensive products, like a security screen door. Is your onboarding team going to be able to help me with that as far as keywords?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, cool.
And I'm going to put it in the notes as well, too. So security screen doors is where you want to focus on. Okay.
I think we can start with one because I have like three bigger products, but I just want to test out that I want to start focusing really on the security screen doors, and they're more of a high-end product. So I'll talk to your onboarding team about that, but those are where I want to focus my keywords right now on Facebook. So we'll see what they can do for me.
Okay. Awesome. Or perfect. I got that in the notes for you as well, just so that way they can bring it up and make sure that they touch on that point for you, okay?
Perfect.
Awesome. Okay, here we go. I'm going to do the voice verification. Like I said, it's my promise. I am going to send it over to you in your email for the sales at screenrunners.com, okay?
All right.
All right, here we go. To ensure the accuracy of your order – oh, here. I'm sorry. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded, Chris, for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Screen Runners.
Perfect. Please state your name and title within the business.
Chris Golick, owner.
Awesome. And then you are authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the company, correct?
Yes.
Awesome. And then you're the authorized user on the billing of this account, right?
Yes.
Awesome. Chris, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. That is why we do set up that onboarding call where they are going to, you know, talk to you about the security doors and your service getting out there on Facebook and on that first page placements of Google. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. You will be provided a security question to verify the call is coming from us and not another company. So that's going to be your mother's maiden name, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
Perfect. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yeah, of course. What do you... Yeah.
Perfect. I just have to ask it. I know it's a silly question. It's it's just for the voice interpretation. I'm going to send you the customer service number. I know you're driving, so you probably don't have an opportunity to write it down, but I'm going to email it to you so that way you do have it. That's what my tech team's going to contact you on Monday with, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
Perfect. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the terms of your agreement?
Yeah.
Perfect. Yeah, you already let us know about the Google ads that you're doing. So your payment for initial term and account setup will be charged today, which is June 14th, in the non-refundable amount of just the $249. When the second payment is complete, your agreement will automatically renew every month on the 14th in just $249. This is a recurring payment. Now, Chris, you may discontinue or pause your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. That's the number I'm going to email you, okay? To prevent your next month of billing, please contact our customer support team if you ever needed to cancel within 3 business days, so that way you're not charged for the next month of service, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
Okay. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Give me one sec here. You are going to receive some emails and a couple of text messages. They are just going to be welcome text messages.
Okay.
Okay, give me one sec. It's processing for you right now, so. All right, you're all good here. I will say congratulations on securing the listing, Chris. Like I said, we only work with one company per industry, per area, so your listing with us is secured. That is closed out for you. If you have any questions, you could always reach out to me. I did send you an email earlier. On the bottom of that email, it has all my credentials with my phone number as well. So if you wanted to get back in contact with me directly, you can just dial my extension too, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
Perfect. I know you're driving, so I don't want you to do the the terms and conditions here. I'm going to have my tech team go over that with you on Monday. They're just going to have you, it's the service agreement I already read off to you, but that's, once you sign it, it's going to take you into your dashboard for your tracking. I'm just going to have them go over that with you then, because I understand you are driving right now, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Perfect. Do you have any questions for me at this point?
Nope, I'm good.
Okay, you're all set up here. I'm going to get working on your account, send it over to them, and then we're going to be contacting you at 7 a.m. on Monday morning, okay?
Okay.
All right. Well, good luck to you guys. I hope you guys win the tournament this week and then this weekend, and we'll contact you guys on Monday, okay?
Thank you, bro.
All right. Talk to you soon, Chris.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.